Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. This morning, from yesterday's reports, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont announced there are now 5,675 total confirmed coronavirus cases in Connecticut. There have been 1,142 hospitalizations and 189 deaths linked to the virus. Officials say more than 23,270 patients have been tested. Here locally in Litchfield County, as of 5 p.m. yesterday, one case in Cornwall, still none in Falls Village, five in Kent, one in Norfolk, one in North Canaan, four in Salisbury, and six in Sharon. Active cases by a municipality in Dutchess County as of yesterday at 5 p.m. Amenia, 8, Dover, 13, Millbrook Village, less than 5, Millerton Village, less than 5, Northeast, less than 5, Pawling, 13, Pawling Village, less than 5, Pine Plains, 5, Pleasant Valley, 9, Red Hook, less than 5, Red Hook Village, less than 5, Rhinebeck, 21, Rhinebeck Village, 5, Stanford, less than 5, Tivoli Village, less than 5, and Washington, 6. As of 2:30 yesterday in Columbia County, they had confirmed 69 positive cases of COVID-19. Three of the positive cases passed away. Five of the positive cases are hospitalized. Two of those are in ICU. They've received 468 test results completed for Columbia County residents. There are currently 68 under mandatory quarantine, 16 under precautionary quarantine. There are four residents with suspected not tested cases. 25 Columbia County residents have recovered from COVID-19. The coronavirus killed another 15 Massachusetts residents on Saturday. In their Sunday report, that includes three from the Berkshires, according to the State Department of Public Health. Cases increased to 258, up from 253 on Friday. Three females, one in her 60s, one in her 90s, and one in her 100s, were the latest to die in the county from the disease. That happened on Saturday, bringing the county's total deaths to the virus to 13. The State Department of Public Health announced another 24 deaths Saturday, with the statewide total now at 216. The Department of Public Health in Massachusetts announced 3,137 new virus tests were conducted on Sunday, totaling 71,937. There were 68,000 tests total on Saturday. There are now 12,500 confirmed cases in the Commonwealth. That is up from 11,736 on Saturday. North Canaan Selectmen via Facebook sent out a message this weekend. As is the case with most towns in Connecticut, we have a confirmed case of COVID-19. The best thing we can do to prevent further spread of the virus is to continue practicing social distancing and only leave your home if you have to, if you need to go out, or if you are an essential employee. Some basic steps you can take to protect yourself and others against the disease and stop the spread: wash hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not available, use hand sanitizer with 60% alcohol or greater. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and your mouth with unwashed hands. Cover your cough with your elbow or sneeze with a tissue. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces. The Center for Disease Control is recommended that if you must go out, to wear a face cover of some sort. Some people are making them. Also, scarves, bandanas, or any type of threaded fabric will help. These are recommendations, not requirements. In the Sunday Republican American, a story by Ruth Epstein, First Selectman Curtis Rand said on Friday the town's proposed $7 million budget for 2020-21, a 3% increase from the current budget due to the coronavirus pandemic. The selectmen have met with the Board of Finance through Zoom platforms to review the proposal. Rand said the selectmen have the authority to pass a budget without a hearing or town meeting due to Governor Ned Lamont's order. They can also set a tax rate, which currently is 11.6 mills. 1 mill equals $1 of tax for every $1,000 of assessed property value. The full story is available online at rep-am. New York State Thruway Authority, hit with a decline in traffic volume of roughly 33%, will now resort to short-term borrowing to offset a huge loss of toll revenue. The authority's board approved a plan to borrow the money as needed, up to a maximum of $350 million and up to terms of 3 years, to cope with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Toll revenue was $739 million last year, 4% increase over 2018. The authority's chief financial officer said the decline in traffic volume has gotten steadily worse over the past 3 weeks and predicted further declines are likely. The decline on passenger vehicles is estimated at 36% and commercial vehicles at 6%, on average about 250 million vehicles use the thruway every year. After more than 2 weeks of distance learning in response to state-ordered public school shutdown in Massachusetts, the Berkshire Hills Regional School District is moving to conduct online enrichment activities to a directed learning approach. In a story at theberkshireedge.com, Superintendent Peter Dillon told the school committee that not only has the COVID-19 pandemic thrown the educational process into disarray, forcing teachers and students to find innovative ways to interact while the campus is closed, but it's also complicated the district's relationship with its faculty and staff. Full story available at theberkshireedge.com. Great Barrington Select Board will discuss a number of important topics related to the COVID-19 public health emergency at a virtual meeting coming up on Monday, April 13th. That list will include extending deadlines for property and personal property and tax bill beyond the May 1st deadline, waiving penalties and interest on excise tax and sewer bills, and setting new dates for the annual town meeting and local election. Legislation is titled An Act to Address Challenges Faced by Municipalities and State Authorities Resulted from COVID-19. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them on Facebook, Morgan's at the Interlaken, and also at interlakeninn.com. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 360.91 on Friday, starting off the week at 21,052.53. The NASDAQ starts off the week at 7,337.08. And the S&P 500 at 2488.65. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.